federal correctional facilities, including federal prisons and ICE detention centers, must have trained medical personnel on site. However, that is not the case for the more than 70 tribal jails overseen by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Our investigation from the Mountain West News Bureau found that the lack of doctors or nurses on staff can have deadly results. For instance, when a 33-year-old mother of four was arrested for stealing two beers at a gas station on the Blackfeet Reservation in Montana, she needed medical help. But that didn't happen. As part of our Pulitzer Center-reported series on tribal jails, Nate Hedgie reports.
Keith Skunkcap's grief began with a phone call. He was out bowling with some friends on a Thursday night in Cutbank, Montana. He was having a good time, grabbing a beer at the bar, when his cell phone rang.
I get a call from my brother Raymond, and he tells me that my sister's gone. I said, you better be lying.
But he wasn't. Keith's sister, Brandy Skunkcap, had just died in the federally operated jail on the nearby Blackfeet Reservation.
I broke down, and I was like, this can't be true, you know.
Brandy was Keith's little sister, a shy, slight woman with brown hair. When she was a little kid, she loved drawing pictures of eagles and horses. But as she got older, she fell into an addiction to painkillers, methamphetamine, and alcohol. When she lost custody of her four kids, her family says she took a turn for the worse. Keith's wife, Tara Braun.
We could tell it was taking a toll on her body. You could just tell by looking at her. But
what did she look like?
Very small, very frail.
Hair was falling out.
Yeah. Teeth were falling out, not the Brandy that we were used to seeing.
It was this Brandy that was arrested on March 23rd, 2016. Her skin was jaundiced, and 2 weeks prior, she had been in a hospital vomiting blood. She told guards she didn't feel well. The BIA's health and safety standards say guards are supposed to note these ailments on an inmate's intake forms. If a person is sick, they need to be taken to a health clinic. But the correctional officer on duty decided Brandy was healthy enough to stay in the jail.
This lady is really sick.
That's David Mathis. He's a physician and surgeon who specializes in correctional health care. He's also an expert witness in correctional medicine. He reviewed Brandy's jail records, autopsy, and the coroner's report obtained by the Mountain West News Bureau. He says the guards screwed up.
They needed to contact the hospital where she was vomiting blood and find out, get that discharge summary and get some medical professional involved, because this was a very sick lady and needed different drugs to support her.
But she never got those drugs. She never visited a hospital. The next day, Brandy had what appeared to be an alcohol withdrawal seizure as her cellmate watched helplessly. It was captured on surveillance video, but guards missed it. And when they checked on her nearly an hour later, she was unresponsive. Guards had violated at least 2 federal policies here. First, when they failed to check on her regularly and missed the seizure. Then again, when they found her. Instead of giving her immediate first aid, it took 6 minutes before a tribal police officer showed up and began performing CPR. Brandy's sister-in-law, Tara Braun.
She needs help, she needs medical attention, and it was not... They didn't respond to her until it was too late.
Brandy was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead about 2 hours after first having the seizure. She's one of at least 5 inmates at tribal jails who have died after guards failed to provide proper medical care and attention. Tribal advocate Brandy Tomhave is a former congressional staffer and member of the Choctaw Nation. She lobbies on behalf of tribes on Capitol Hill. She says the BIA needs to start requiring on-site nurses, paramedics, or doctors at these jails.
You have folks coming in who are being confined without knowing what kinds of infectious disease, chronic conditions, or persistent injuries that they have.
She says that's a recipe for deadly mistakes. The federal government funds healthcare providers in other correctional programs, but chose not to require them in the BIA's tribal jails.
Choices have consequences, and the federal government has chosen to ignore their legal obligation to provide appropriate staffing and programming in the form of medical care inside tribal jails. And that decision has gotten people killed.
But beyond the lack of doctors or nurses at these jails, our investigation has also uncovered that some of the jails themselves are squalid and unsafe. They don't have potable water. The walls are cracked, the heaters are broken. That story in the final part of our series. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.